It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. All this week, we've been talking about judges in the city courts and how we choose them. And next week, voters get to make some choices. Joining us now is WNYC's Kat Aaron, who's been reporting on this series. Hi, Kat.
Good morning.
So there are primary elections next week. What will people see on the ballot?
So registered Democrats are really the people who are going to have choices to make. And those choices will, of course, depend on where you live because the races are specific to boroughs and assembly districts. Voters in Brooklyn and some voters in Manhattan are going to see candidates for the civil court. And some voters in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx will see slates of judicial delegates. And those people pick the Democratic nominees for the state Supreme Court at a convention later this month. And Queens gets no choice at all, essentially.
Okay. Well, tell us about these delegates. That's where it says pick five, right?
Yeah. So if you go into the voting booth, sometimes you'll see sort of a list of names and then maybe another list of names. And it says pick five from these lists. And those people are judicial delegates. Every assembly district has delegates at the convention, but mostly there are only as many candidates as there are open seats. So those people are just deemed elected and nobody gets to vote for them at all. You see those people on your ballot if there are competing slates. But that doesn't happen often because not that many people want to run for a job that lasts 2 weeks. It's an unpaid gig, and it's really kind of a rubber stamp. So it's not only unpaid, but kind of meaningless, too.
Now, that's for Supreme Court candidates. Civil court, voters choose directly, right?
Yeah, voters do get to pick directly the nominees for their party for the civil court. But again, there's often no competition at the primary level. Right now, there are four contested races, four seats on the civil court. In Brooklyn, there's a seat that gets elected by voters in Borough Park and the surrounding areas. There are three Democrats running. One candidate, Morton Avigdor, is a former lawyer for Anthony Weiner, and he was in the news last week. The Daily News ran a story alleging that he failed to repay more than $500,000 borrowed from an estate he was responsible for. His competition is Rachel Fryer, who's a lawyer who started an all-female ambulance company, and Jill Epstein, a law clerk for a current judge. And that seat traditionally goes to an Orthodox Jew like Avigdor and Fryer, but Epstein could split that vote. And in Manhattan, there's a race for a civil court seat on the Upper East Side between Susan Avery and Sabrina Krause. They're both currently housing court judges, and Krause has the backing of a lot of Democratic Party officials, including Keith Wright, who's the county leader.
And then the candidates elected next week or picked at the convention, they'll face off against challengers in November, right?
Well, you'd think so.
Right? No, I'm wrong.
Well, they're often cross-endorsed by other parties, so voters might see the same name on every line. So endorsed by Democrats, endorsed by the Republicans, endorsed by Working Families Party, Reform. And really, in most of the city outside of Staten Island, the Democratic nomination is kind of the whole ballgame.
Okay, WNYC's Kat Aaron. Kat, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.